Hello, hello, hello. This is Tanisha Coffey, aka The Lofty Entrepreneur. Thanks so much for joining me today on The Lofty Entrepreneur Podcast. Today, I want to talk about 5 things that every new entrepreneur should know now so that they don't pay the price later. And I do literally mean that. So I want to go ahead and jump into our list of things. So if you are somewhere where you can take notes, this would be a great time to do it, especially if you're considering being a new entrepreneur or if you've just started up your business. Pay attention. So the first thing that you want to make sure that you've done is to actually register your business with the state and to actually get a business license. Now, for some people, this might sound super simple and it might seem like a no-brainer to do, but there are a lot of people out there who just jump into business and they don't think anything about actually registering their business with the state, you know, what that means for them, what it could mean for their business, and they don't think about getting a business license. I am a perfect example of that. When I first started my business, I started off as a freelancer, and it was definitely not the first thing on my mind to go actually register my business with the state, let alone to, you know, get a business license. I was working from home. It was a home-based business, and I was doing freelance writing. And really, when I started off as an entrepreneur, I didn't start off intentionally being a business owner or an entrepreneur. It was something that I just decided I needed to do because I needed to make money. So I understand people just kind of jumping into entrepreneurship, but the fact remains is if you want to be compliant with the law, if you want your business to be protected, you do need to be registered with the state and you do need to get a business license. Registering with the state helps for the state to actually recognize you as a legal entity, a legal business, and you can choose different structures, LLC, you could be a sole proprietorship, you could be a partnership, an S corporation, or a C corporation are the most common types of structures. Any of those are there. And depending on the type of structure that you choose, that plays a part in the types of protections that you have for your business. As a sole proprietor, which is what I essentially was when I first began doing my business, I had zero protections. If someone had decided that they wanted to sue me for a dispute that we had during a business transaction, all of my personal assets would have been at risk because I, you know, was operating as a sole proprietor. And then on a personal side, if all of that had happened and I didn't have a business license, which I didn't when I first started out, that could have been a problem too, because if someone had made some sort of complaint to the state or to the county or the city could have come to me and, you know, shut my business down, number one, but then they could have also put several fees, which could have cost hundreds or even thousands of dollars on me that I would have had to pay in order to either get back in business if that were an option, or, you know, if I were working in an industry that, you know, was maybe a little more complex than freelance writing, they could have shut the business down indefinitely. So not having a business license, not registering with the state is not something that you want to do. It just puts your business and your personal assets at risk. So that's number one, register with the state and get your business license. Number two is go ahead and get your EIN and your STIN. Now, I know I just threw several letters at you, so let me go ahead and break down what each one of those are. Your EIN is your employer identification number. Your EIN is the equivalent of a social security number, but it's for your business. And so you get your EIN from the federal government, from the IRS. And basically that EIN is the number that you will use to file your business taxes. Now your STIN stands for state tax ID number. And just like the EIN, it is a number that you will use to report your revenue and losses and things of that nature related to your business. But the STIN is on a state level versus the EIN, which is on the federal level. Now, it's important to note that most states do have state taxes that you'll have to pay, but there are some states that do not have state taxes. So you'll need to do some research to make sure whether or not your state does indeed have state taxes that you'll need to pay. And if it does, then you definitely want to get the STIN. If you're in a state that does not require state taxes, then that's one step that you'll be able to skip. And actually, there'll be a few more in here that you'll be able to skip. But most people will have to pay state taxes. Okay, so it's important that you get those. Now, where do you get that? It depends on your state. I know when I was in Georgia had a Department of Revenue, and the Department of Revenue was the agency that issued the state tax ID numbers, and it's where you paid your state taxes through. In other states, it will depend. There may be another agency, it may be called by a different name. Typically, you can find out that information just by going to a website or wherever you would form your, from wherever you would fill out your business paperwork. And I actually have a service called the 30 Minute Startup, and I have a document on there that actually tells you where for each of the 50 states in the United States, where you would go to fill out your business paperwork. And there's also a link on there that helps you to figure out, one, whether or not you need a STIN, and two, if you do need a STIN, where you would get that from. And it's a free resource. It's available at 30minutestartup.com. Now let's move on to number three. Number three is to actually set up an account with your state's Department of Revenue or whatever the agency is that collects business taxes in your state. So again, if you're one of those few states, I think there's 5 or 7 states currently that do not require state taxes, then this won't necessarily apply to you. But for everyone else, you're going to want to set up an account on your state's Department of Revenue site if possible, so that you can be ready to pay your state taxes when it's time. And that brings me to number four. Most people don't realize it, but while individuals only pay taxes annually, it's different for businesses. Businesses are responsible, or they're supposed to report their taxes every quarter. So that's 4 times a year. And you're supposed to be paying your taxes as you go. So if you earn enough revenue in, say, January through March, which is the first quarter of the year, you should be submitting that information. And if you are going to be owing taxes on that, you're supposed to be actually submitting that tax payment in March. And then you would do that for each of the other 3 quarters throughout the year. You would go ahead and keep making those tax payments. Now, at the end of the year, if you've paid into the taxes and you've overpaid because maybe, you know, first quarter was really great, but second and third quarter were not as good, then, you know, just like with your federal taxes, you would be reimbursed those monies that you had paid. You would get them back, or you'd have the option to allow them to stay in your account in order to reduce tax liability for, you know, the next year. You would have that option. And then conversely, if you had not paid enough in taxes throughout the year, then just like with your federal taxes, you would owe additional tax payments. Now, the thing about going ahead and paying the quarterly taxes is that it helps you to have control over your money. So just like with your federal taxes, if you end up owing money and you end up owing a large amount of money and you don't have those monies, it becomes a stressor on you to try to be able to pay the taxes that you owe. And it's the same way with your business. If you end up owing a lot of money for your taxes and you haven't been setting that money aside, then it can become a stressor to try to come up with those monies in order to pay taxes you owe. So if you manage your potential tax liability as you're going through the year and as you're making those quarterly payments, then you are in a better position to be able to handle additional taxes if you owe them. And if you don't owe taxes, of course, you'll be getting money back. So that's kind of a win-win situation. And then number five is to actually plan for and pay your annual registration fees on time. Now, thing about this one is that a lot of people do not realize that once you start a business, yes, you have the fees that you pay to initially set up your business with the state, but every single year you will have an annual registration fee, which means re-registering with the state. Now, you don't have to go through and fill out all the paperwork that you filled out initially. You don't have to go back through and refill out all of that paperwork. You do have to go through and make sure that the information on that paperwork is still correct, but you don't have to refill it out. And you don't have to pay all of the same fees that you initially paid. However, there is an annual registration fees, and in most states, it's a flat amount, a flat fee, and it's just due every year to say to stay compliant with the state. Now, in Georgia, the fee was fairly low. It was fairly minimal, and even the late fee wasn't too bad if you missed paying it. Now, in Florida, however, the fees are a lot higher, a few hundred dollars, if you miss making your annual registration payment. Definitely make sure that you know when your annual registrations are due. Mark it on your calendar. Be sure to set reminders a few weeks early before it's due so that you can prepare and put money aside if necessary to be able to pay your annual registration fees on time. Because the thing is, if you do not pay your annual registration fees, then you become non-compliant with the state. If you're non-compliant, that can affect your business licensing. And then you can, again, be subject for fees, which can really, really cost you depending on the state that you're in. All right, guys. So hopefully that was helpful. I know that was kind of a lot that I threw at you, but these are the things that you need to keep in mind if you're a new entrepreneur and you want to make sure that you are doing all the right things so that it doesn't cost you as much later down the line when you are running your business. All right. Hope that was helpful. Please be sure to hit that subscribe button so you can subscribe to the Lofty Entrepreneur podcast and make sure that you do not miss any future podcasts. If you are a new entrepreneur and you need help getting set up with your business, go ahead and go to www.30minutestartup.com and sign up for the 30-Minute Startup Blueprint. It is free, so there's no reason for you not to get it. And as long as you go ahead and make a few decisions, you know, pretty quickly about, you know, small things like your business name and, you know, who are going to be the main organizers or people that are going to be responsible for your business, probably you, then you won't have any problem making it through the 30-Minute Startup Blueprint in about 30 minutes. I make it super easy. It's a step-by-step guide. So if you need help, do go grab your copy of that. All right, guys, until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Have a great one. Bye.